Knucklehead time.
You want my knucklehead? What are your qualifications?
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
You two knuckleheads.
K-I-S-M.
All right, don't be a knucklehead and do what this guy did. Although you probably won't this weekend because it's going to be raining. One of our runners up this weekend shot his neighbor in a dispute over lawn clippings. This was Sunday evening in Indiana. 53-year-old guy puts one into his 55-year-old neighbor because the clippings are getting all over the place. And after he pops his neighbor, the wife comes out. You know, what noise are you
Get
making?
Get back in the house, Judy.
He says, get inside. I just shot the neighbor.
Yeah. And, I mean, you must have one hell of a 930 knucklehead if that guy's a runner-up.
And also a runner-up today, a 47-year-old guy and his 38-year-old female accomplice who stole a half mile, no, wait, yeah, a half mile worth of railroad tracks from a state park. There was an old steam train that would run on these railroad tracks, but not anymore, because these two dismantled the track, selling it to a number of scrap yards. They're both being charged with felonies.
I wonder where those rails lead.
But our 930 knucklehead winner was all wet a couple of days ago. He's still probably drying his hair off so he can wear the crown. This is the guy who put the Porsche into the Snoqualmie River.
Knucklehead!
When you say dry out, I'm thinking that guy's got to be sobering up at this point, because how do you wreck a supercar like that within 24 hours of taking ownership?
Well, if he wasn't fully sober when he did it, he's probably
he's
not fully sober
now
because our 930 knucklehead winner comes to us from Snoqualmie. And we got to thank listener Will for giving us this story earlier this morning. It happened earlier this week where a guy just bought this Porsche. It is a 911 GT3. Is that one? Let's see. What did I got to go to our Facebook page. We have pictures of it on our Facebook page.
When it's sitting on the tow truck.
GT3 RS. Within 24 hours of buying it, he's flying around Snoqualmie. And he puts it into the Snoqualmie River. There's pictures of this thing in the water, being pulled out of the water. See it on the Brad and John Facebook page. So we tried to get the price on this thing, and listeners are giving us all different. Everything is in the six figures. Somewhere in the six figures, you can get a used one for $265,000. But that doesn't have that wing on the back, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those used ones go for $429,000. Yeah.
It's a fine line between 911 and 911.
And this thing ain't worth any of that now because he just wrecked this thing. Our 930 knucklehead winner. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Oh, yeah. They got the knucklehead red, and it's always pouring down there. And they've put the knucklehead red in a number of locations. Go to anacortesrockfish.com and find out. It's pouring over at Elemental Cider, McKay's Tap House, Bleacher's Grill, and a bunch more. anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.